Elliot and family for such a delicious appetizer.
感谢 Elliot 弟兄跟他的女儿们给我们这样一个开胃菜。
I have a brother. When we go to a restaurant, he only orders appetizers.
有一个弟兄呢，他到餐馆，他只吃那个头台的菜。
Greetings to you all in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
在我们的救主耶稣基督的名里，我问大家好。
The title of today's message is The Missing Element in Raising Children.
那今天我跟大家分享的这个题目就是在养育儿女中所缺失的。
We will read one foundational verse that forms the basis for today's message.
今天我跟大家先来读一节非常基本的章节，这是我们今天分享的根据。
Proverbs 22 verse 6.
是箴言22章第六节。
The first portion.
前一半。
Train up a child in the way he should go.
教养儿童使他走当行的道。
This is the job description and a divine mandate for parents.
这个是对父母们那个神圣的托付，也是他们工作的那个描述。
And the reward for the job well done is in the second portion of the verse.
那如果我们做好这项工作的话，那个应许是在这个章节的后半部分。
Which says, and when he is old, he will not depart from it.
这个后半部分就是到老他也不偏离。
The inspiration for today's message title comes from this book, Raising Your Children for Christ by Andrew Murray. You have a book there.
那今天我这个分享的这个题目从哪里来呢？就是从这本书而来。这本书是穆安德烈弟兄的，他的这个题目叫做如何为主来教养子女。
Initially, I wanted to take the title from the back cover of this page, which says God's guidelines for parents, or simply call it parenting.
那开始的时候，我今天的题目是想从这个书的背面来的。这个背面讲是什么呢？就是神给如何做父母的一些指引、一些原则。那或者简单讲，就是如何做父母。
Because my intention was to focus on parents' role.
当时我的这个集中点呢是在如何来做好父母这个角色。
However, I later felt focusing the title on children rather than on parents themselves would have a psychological advantage and draw their attention more effectually.
那后来我想到，如果把这个注意点转到孩子的身上呢，也许有他在心理上的一些优势，而且可以更有效的来吸引他们的注意力。
Therefore, I chose raising children as my title.
所以在现在呢，我是用养育儿女来做这个题目。
While preparing this message, I contemplated for distinction between these two terms.Parenting and raising the children.
在我准备的时候呢，我一直在思想这两个方面之间，就是一个是做父母，一个呢就是养育儿女，这两个有关键的不同。
It was then I perceived a crucial difference.
这个时候我就觉察到这个关键的不同了。
That difference was the element of relationship.
那这个关键是什么呢？就是关系这个因素。
Therefore, I tweaked the title to the missing element in raising children to draw their attention further.
所以我为了更多的吸引大家的注意力呢，就把这个题目又转换了一下，调整成养育儿女中所缺失的那些因素。
Raising children might not necessarily include the element of relationship.
因为养育�儿女并不一定包括父母这个关系。
Whereas parenting inherently involves raising children with a core element of relationship.
但是如果是做父母的话呢，它自然就牵涉到有这样一个关系，天然的关系。
For example, a maid is not a parent.
比如说一个那个仆一个使女，她可以来教养儿女的。
Her job description does not include that unique parent-child relationship component.
但是这个用人来教养这家人的儿女的时候，却不一定啊，却没有包括这个父母儿女的这样的关系。
Therefore, a maid without parents' heart cannot truly raise your child like a parent.
所以，一个佣人他既没有这个父母的心的话，来教养儿女呢，也不会达到这个父母如何来教养儿女这样的一个效果。
Likewise, a teacher cannot truly raise your child like a parent.
同样的，一个教师他也不能像父母一样那样的同样的来教养儿女。
Unfortunately, many parents cannot homeschool their children.
现在很不幸的就是很多父母不能用这个家庭学校这个方式来教养儿女。
And many parents also find themselves in a position where they do need to hire maids to care for their children.
而且有的父母呢，他们到了一个地步，一定要雇一个仆人或者佣人来帮助他们教养儿女。
Because in this socially and economically competitive age, one salary does not seem to be sufficient.
因为在现在这个经济上非常有压力的时代和社会，看起来一个单个收入在一个家庭并不足够来养育儿女。
In 1992, when I first came to the United States, someone asked me if I had children.
在1992年我刚到美国的时候，有人问我，你有孩子吗？
I said I had one son who was 15 years old.
那我就告诉他，我有一个儿子15岁大。
Then he asked me if my wife was working.
然后他就问我，你的妻子工作吗？
I said no.
我说没有。
He then said, hey man, if you have 3 kids, you need like 5 salaries to live in America.
然后他就告诉我他就跟我讲，嘿、hey, 你知道吗，那个如果有三个孩子的人，他们需要做五份工作来把孩子养大。
This is how he said it works.
这个他就说只有这样他才能够行。
Father does 2 jobs and sometimes 3.
就是这样的哈，就是父亲有两个甚至三个工作。
Mother does 1 or 2 jobs.
那母亲呢做一份或者两份工作。
And the kids too will add up a job or 2.
那这个孩子们本身其实就是一个或者两个工作了。
Initially, the idea of juggling 5 jobs seemed daunting to me, but eventually that became a reality in my own life, although in a different way.
开始的时候，这个做五份工作对我来讲真的是令人恐惧的。但是后来，在我的生活里面，在某种方式来说，确实就是这样发生了。
At first, my single salary was more than sufficient, even allowing for savings.
开始的时候我这一份工作的话不光是足够，而且还可以省下一些钱，存一些钱。
But that situation didn't last long.
但是这个情形并没有持续多久。
Too soon, within a year of my coming to the US, my well-wisher suggested 2 things to me.
然后就在我来美国一年之内，就有一个很善意的人跟我这么讲，而且来建议。
One was purchasing a house.
他有两个建议，第一个就是来买一栋房子。
And the other was initiating a student ministry and an assembly in the house.
然后第二个呢，就是开始一个学生的服事，而且是在我家里面要有聚会。
Both proposals were fantastic.
这两个建议都非常的令人难以置信。
One was an American dream, and the other was a spiritual dream.
一个是美国梦，一个呢是属灵的梦。
But they seemed too premature for me.
但是对我来讲，那是不成熟的。
And I felt no peace about either.
而且我对这两个建议心里面都不平安。
Despite a clear inner conviction and guidance from God's word to postpone these actions, I yielded to the pressure exerted by my well-wisher.
虽然我里面这个有一个确信不应该这个时候来做，而且有神的话来教导我不应该，还没到时候，但是我那时候却屈服于这个善意的人外面给我施加的压力。
This decision affected me and my family financially and spiritually.
然后这个决定就影响了我整个家庭，不光是在财政上面，而且在属灵的方面。
About 6 years later, in 1999, I faced a major setback with extensive layoffs in my profession of physical therapy, and I was among those affected.
在六年之后1999年的时候，那我就面对了一个极大的倒退。就在我是在物理康复这个行业，当时有很多的解雇，那我呢那个时候也被影响到了。
My son by then a pre-med college student took initiative and helped me establish a physical therapy clinic, and after that he went to medical school, which meant leaving home.
我的儿子在那个时候呢已经是医学院的预科生了，所以他呢主动来帮助我，来一起建立一个我们自己的那个物理康复的诊所。但之后呢他就去了医学院，就代表他要离开了他离开了这个家。
My wife and I then had to work 16 to 18 hours a day.
这个时候我跟我的妻子每天工作要16到18个小时。
Essentially, it was the same as doing 4 to 5 jobs together.
所以呢，这个就等于是我们两个一起来做五份的工作。
The man's words proved true.
所以那个人讲的话被证实了。
Then my son started his medical rotations in New York, up until which point he was on fire for the Lord.
那个时候我的儿子呢是在纽约做那个医生实习的轮换，而且呢到那个时候为止呢他还是在心里面火热的为着神的。
It was during the time, to our shock, he made certain life choices sincerely believing that they were from the Lord.
在那个时候让我们很震惊的时候，他做了一些生命里面很重要的决定，而且呢他相信这是出于神的。
This was the beginning of his spiritual decline.
这个就是他属灵里面衰落的一个开始。
That was clearly manifested later in his life by his health, academic and spiritual struggles.
在这个之后非常清楚的这个衰落就显在他的健康上，他的学业上，还有在他属灵的生活上。
Nonetheless, he held on to his faithBut there was no fire, but only struggles.
虽然他那个时候还是有这个信仰上面的确信保持住了，但是里面的这个热火就消失了，而且呢，只剩下挣扎。
He later said that he ignored the inner discomfort prompted by the Holy Spirit and followed the misleading emotions influenced by the enemy.
后来他跟我们这么讲。他忽视了里面圣灵给的那个不平安的感觉，反而呢是被仇敌所影响的情感给带偏了。
He later also expressed that he had a heart for God and an intense desire to return to how he once was, but that he was not able to.
而且他那时候表示啊，他是有一个心要回到，强烈的意愿要回到起先，回到神面前，但是却做不到。
David too had a heart for God, but struggled because of his bad choices.
大卫也曾有过这样的经历，他因着所做的错误的决定而挣扎，完全承认他违背了。
My son now fully acknowledges his bad choices against the Holy Spirit and his parents.
所以现在我的儿子他完全的承认他违背了圣灵还有父母的一些决定。
Nonetheless, as his father, I too must acknowledge my own, especially my yielding to the external pressures rather than adhering to my internal convictions and guidance from God's word.
但同时我也要承认我自己的缺失，就是那个时候我屈从了外面的压力，而没有听坚守里面的那个确信，还有神话语的指引。
Unfortunately, my wife also had her share.
那很不幸的，我的妻子也在这个里面有份。
Because when he made those choices, I was certain that they were not in line with scriptural principles and therefore opposed them.
因为在那个时候呢，我们非常的确定，就是儿子的决定呢，并不与神的话语是一致的。
But my wife struggled understanding the situation.
但是我的妻子呢，她却在 充分地明白了解当时的情形里面有挣扎。
Because on the one hand, reflecting on her son's moral and spiritual conduct, especially having been on fire for the Lord up until that time, she thought that God would somehow overrule her son's choices and even turn them into a part of God's greater plan.
因为在那个时候，在一方面呢，鉴于他儿子在道德上面，还有属灵的行为，尤其到那个时候，儿子还是热心的在神的里面向着主，所以他觉得神呢，或者会推翻儿子的这些决定，或者这就是神计划的一环。
She seemed to have a greater faith than I did.
在那个时候看起来，他好像比我的信心要大。
On the other hand, she was afraid of losing him if we took a strict stance and opposed his choices.
那在另外一方面，他也生怕，如果我们那时候以一个严厉的态度来对待的话呢，反而会让我们的儿子呢，在我们面前被失去。
Therefore, my wife, guided by her natural affection, she came up with a scriptural prescription saying, "We must love him."
所以在那个时候被他这个天然的爱所影响呢，他就。用一个圣经的角度来讲，就是说我们要爱他。
My dear parents, this mindset, although well-intentioned, can be misleading and is a trap that many parents fall into.
亲爱的朋友们，这样的想法呢，虽然它的动机是好的，但是却会使我们误入歧途，而且呢，成为父母一个失败的网罗。
The real issue extends.Beyond simply loving our children.
因为这个主要的这个问题，它是超过这个爱我们的儿子爱我们的儿女这件事了。
That's fundamental.
因为简单的来爱我们的儿女，这个是非常基本的。
The real issue is how we interact with them according to God's way.
但真正的问题是在于我们怎么样按照神的方法来与他们来交流。
We place our trust in the Lord's promise, confident that our son would find his way back, guided by the childhood training he received and the foundation of God's word that was instilled in him early on.
那个时候呢，我们就把信心放在神的应许上面，确信我们的儿子呢，他会迷途知返，是借着他在孩童的时候接受的教养，还有他在神的话上打下的那个从小时候就有的根基。
Yet his journey took a difficult turn.
但是他的这个旅途却有一个非常艰难的一个转，
His health, academic, and spiritual struggles eventually compounded and led him.A sedentary lifestyle.
这个转变呢，就让他在那个健康里面，在学业上面，还有在属灵里面，都养成了因着这些在一起，就养成了他一个经常长久坐在那里的生活习惯。
Consequently, his weight escalated to 272 pounds, and his fasting blood sugar to 165.
所以这个结果就是他的体重达到272磅，而且他空腹的那个血糖是165。
He said, "Daddy, I feel like I'm 90 years old."
他就跟我说，他说，父亲呢，我觉得我自己像个90岁的老人。
I can't run anymore.
我已经不能跑了。
And I can't wear clothes from the express store.
而且我不能穿那个从时装店买的衣服了。
Seeing an adult child and a medical student was heartbreaking to us, the parents.
对于父母来讲，看到一个医学生现在到了这么一个地步，确实是让我们伤心。
With broken and heavy hearts, my wife and I resorted to fasting prayer.
带着一个忧伤痛悔的沉重的心，我们父母们就开始进食而且祷告。
Mercifully, the Lord heard us, and through certain painful but necessary events, guided our son back home from New York to Beaumont, Texas.
那借着主的怜悯，也借着一些痛苦的却必要发生的那些事件，我们的儿子就从纽约搬回到 Beaumont。
By the time I had already stepped back from student ministry, and there was no longer an assembly in our house.
在那个时候，我已经从这个学生的服饰里面退出来，家中也没有聚会。
This change in God's provision brought peace and allowed for more personal time before the Lord.
那这个转变是神的预备，它让我们里面重新有平安，而且让我们可以与神花更多的时间在一起。
Additionally, this period coincided with the selling of my practice.
而且同时非常碰巧的，我们那时候也正在要把我们的诊所卖掉。
This event, along with our son's return, marked a significant milestone in our family's spiritual recovery process.
那这个事件加上我们儿子回家，就是我们家庭属灵恢复过程里面的一个里程碑。
In my son's recovery process, I implemented 4 key strategies at home to aid his both physical and spiritual recovery.
所以在我儿子恢复的这个过程里面，我就来实行了有四个这个我的那个策略，而且呢，这个策略呢是为着他身体上面还有属灵里面的益处。
Slide 23, please.
然后我们现在看第二个。
Firstly, we continued at home with our daily family prayers and constant friendship, fellowship, and relationship in the Lord.
那第一件事就是我们每日有家庭的祷告，还有持续的友谊交通，还有与主的关系。
It's important to recognize the immense value of daily family prayers for our children.
这件事非常重要，就是让我们可以认识到，在家中为孩子们的这个每天的祷告，它的价值是巨大的。
In our routine, right from our son's early childhood, we didn't just read the Bible, but also included dynamic Bible studies and spiritual books that were appropriate to his age.
在我们家庭的日常里面，从孩子很小的时候，不光我们来读圣经，而且我们有一些很活跃的圣经学习，而且呢，我们一起来读属灵的书，这个是根据他的年龄来制定的。
As the second strategy in our son's recovery process, I encouraged him to read this book, The Spiritual Man by Watchman Nee.
然后第二个策略呢，在我儿子恢复的过程里面，就是我鼓励他来读这本书，就是尼托生弟兄的《属灵人》。
He was captivated by this book right from the preface and completed it in just few days.
然后我的儿子从前言就被这本书吸引，几天内就把这本书读完了。
That's how I had trained him to read books right from a young age. Books such as the biographies of men of God, C.S. Lewis children's books, and other spiritual books.
这个其实是我们从小就这样来与他一起来训练他。那个时候我们读过什么呢？一些属灵人的传记，还有呢就是C.S. Lewis 他的一些孩童的那些书籍，还有另外的一些属灵书籍。
He would read books so much so, even while being dressed by my wife, and even during his time in the bathroom.
他是读了许多的书。甚至在他的母亲为他穿衣服的时候，他也在读；去洗手间的时候，他也在读。
He began reading the Bible ever since he was able to, beginning with children's Bible, then advancing to the Good News Bible, the NIV, the NKJV, and finally the KJV.
然后他从他可以阅读开始就来读圣经，那时候来读的圣经有孩童的圣经，然后这些版本里面包括那个好消息圣经，或者是国际那个新国际版，或者是那个新钦定版，还有最后来读钦定版。
He read the Bible at least 20 times by the time he became an adult.
所以在他成年之前，圣经他起码读了超过20遍。
I raised him in the Lord right from the beginning of his life.
我是在他生命开始的时候就来在主里面，在神里面来教养他。
Someone once asked him for the date he was born again, which he did not have.
有人有一次问他说：“你是哪一天得救的呢？哪一天重生的呢？”其实他没有这个确定的一天。
And the man was perplexed.
这个人就非常的困惑。
He couldn't understand how one couldn't.No, the day he was born again.
他就说，怎么会有一个人他不记得自己是哪一天重生的呢？
The approach we adopted in our son's upbringing right from his earliest years resulted in a remarkable behavior.
那当我们这样从他很年幼的时候就开始抚养那在他的那个生命里面的结果就是非常令人惊奇的一些行为。
He never threw a toy from early on.
从很早开始他就从来不会说随便扔一个玩具。
He never mistreated his toys or other possessions.
对于玩具也好或者他所拥有的事情他从来不会这样对待。
This outcome might seem surprising, but our approach was straightforward.
这样的结果好像令人惊奇，但我们所使用的方法却是非常直接的。
Whenever we bought a new item, be it a toy or any other, we would first explain to him about the providence of God in providing such things.
每一次我们为他买了一件东西的话，不管是这个那个玩具也好，或者是其他的，我们总会向他来解释，就是说神提供这个事物给你，他后面的供应到底在哪里。
We then instilled in him the importance of using the items as intended and not in any other way.
所以我们在那时候就来灌输，跟他来讲，来照着这个事物它该被使用的方式来使用它是非常重要的。
We even discussed the item's cost with him to deepen his appreciation.
我们甚至跟他来讨论这个东西的价钱，让他可以里面有一个感激的心。
We then encouraged him to pray and thank the Lord for the items just as we would give.Thanks before the meal.
那个时候我们就邀请他为这个他所得的这个事物来祷告，感谢神，就像他每天在饭前的那个谢恩一样。
Likewise, we even encourage him to pray every time before turning on the television.
这时候我们也鼓励他，甚至在每次打开电视看节目之前都来祷告。
This practice of prayer instilled in him.A deep sense of respect and responsibility toward any possessions.
所以这样一个祷告的操练，让他对所拥有的这个事物呢，有着那个尊重，还有那个责任感。
Just for the very act of prayer itself, your child will be less likely to abuse or even not abuse a toy, TV, or anything else.
光是祷告这个行为本身就能够让我们的孩子们更少的去滥用或者不滥用一个玩具或者一个电视节目或者任何其他的事。
I do not remember my son ever asking me to buy a toy or anything for him.
我从来不记得我的儿子问我来让我为他买一个玩具或者一个其他的什么事。
I did not instill in him any.Traditions.
我并不是把传统灌输给他。
I never gave him anything as a gift.
而且我从来没有把一件东西作为礼物来送给他。
Instead, I instilled in him an understanding that anticipating or waiting for gifts was not necessary, and that as his loving father, I would discern his needs before he would even think of having them.
那我养成他的一个心理的习惯呢，就是说不必要去等待或者向往一个礼物，因为爱他的父亲，因为那是不必要的，爱他的父亲会来鉴别，把他需要的来供应给他，甚至在他还没想到之前。
And that's exactly what I did.
这就是我所做的。
Gaining his trust and preventing any stage of coveting or longing for them.
我得到了他的信任，也阻止了他在任何程度上的对那些事物的那个贪恋还有那个向往。
And also, I fostered in him a spirit of freedom to freely ask me for any desires of his heart that I might not have recognized.
而且我让他里面形成一个自由的灵，如果他想要而我没想到的事情，他可以非常自由的来跟我讲，随时提出来。
I asked my son when he became an adult what he felt like about me.
然后我就问我的儿子，在他成年之后，就说你觉得你的父亲是如何的
？In his childhood.
在他这个孩童的时候，觉得父亲是怎么样的
？He said that he simply trusted me.
他说他很简单，就是非常信任我。
Gaining trust is one of the secrets in effectively raising children.
那得着孩子们的信任是养育更最好养育儿女的秘诀之一。
If there was anything that I could not afford to buy, the Lord mysteriously provided.
有的时候我们没有这个钱去买那个东西的话，那神有的时候会非常奇妙的来供应。
Or I would explain to him that we could not afford.
或者也让我们来向他解释，我们是买不起的。
Mother would explain to him how daddy had to work hard and thus create in him a sense of empathy for daddy.
那个时候母亲呢就会跟儿子来解释父亲的工作多么的艰难，这个时候在儿子里面就会形成一个有父亲同理心这个感觉。
Now I will move on to the third strategy, which is a structured diet plan.
现在我要进行到第三个步骤，就是一个节食的计划。
The diet plan that we borrowed and adopted is this simple one.
那我们所使用的只是一个非常简单的计划。
The previous slide, please. 24, yes.
对，是这一个投影。
Firstly, breakfast is yours.
第一件事，早餐是你的。
Second, share lunch with your friend.
第二，与朋友来分享午餐。
Third, give away supper to the enemy.
第三个是把晚餐送给敌人。
My son strictly followed this regime without fail.
那我的儿子呢，他非常严格地遵守了这样的管制。
His last meal was lunch every day for the first year.
所以在第一年，起初这一年，他的每天最后一餐就是中餐。
It was only in the second year he added a small salad for supper.
这从第二年开始呢，在晚餐他可能会吃一点简单的沙拉。
By which time his weight had significantly dropped from 272 to 190 pounds.
在那个时候，他的体重已经非常大的减少了，从272磅减到190磅。
As our son was dieting, my wife and I made a deliberate commitment to eat only what we prepared for him to avoid any temptation.
那在我的儿子减重这个过程里面呢，我跟我的妻子就决定我们的为儿子准备什么，我们自己就吃什么，这样的话就减少他在食物上受引诱。
And our conversation primarily revolved around spiritual matters throughout the day.
那个时候我们每天的对话都是围绕着属灵的事物。
We together chewed this book, The Spiritual Man.
然后我们一起来细读这本书《属灵人》。
He said that understanding of dividing of soul and spirit from this book was a crucial factor in helping him control his diet.
然后他就跟我讲，这本书里面所提出的灵与魂的分开，对他在遵守这个减肥的计划里面起了极关键的作用。
My dear parents, I encourage you to read this book for yourself and your family and live by it.
我来鼓励大家，父母们来读这本书，跟你的家人来读这本书，而且照着这本书来行。
For those who are interested, we have few copies available in the book room, both in English and Chinese.
那对于那些有兴趣的，这本书不管是中文版本、英文版本，在我们的图书室都有。
Please feel free to pick them up.
请大家自由的取用。
There's no cost to it.
这个书是免费的。
Now I will move on to the fourth strategy, which is physical fitness exercises.
那我们现在要进入到第四个阶段，那就是体能的训练、锻炼。
We joined the gym as a family.
我们全家是加入了一个健身俱乐部的。
Our initial challenge there was bench press.
我们最初的挑战就是推举。
The bar alone weighed 45 pounds. Yes.
光是推举那条杠就已经是45磅了。
Neither of us could lift the bar.
那我们中间这些人没有一个人能就是把这个光是这条杠举起来。
It was like how on earth would we ever be able to add additional weights and lift?
那时候我们就在想，哎呀，在这个世上没有这个可能性了，因为再去想在这个杠上再加其他的重量。
However.With daily practice and perseverance, we soon managed to lift that bar.
但是借着感谢神，借着我们每天的训练，还有我们的坚持，很快我们就可以把这条杠举起来。
Now comes the challenge of adding weights.
现在的挑战呢，就是在这个杠上再加重量。
Each time I added weights to the bar,My son would attempt to lift and simply quickly give up.
每一次我把这个重量再加在杠上的时候，我儿子去试呢，很快就放弃了。
But whenever I went and lifted, he would then follow and coolly lift it.
但是如果当我把它举起来的时候，我的儿子就会来效仿，他也把它举起来。
So I made it a point to go myself first and lift to ensure that he won't give up.
所以每一次呢，我就试着自己先把它举起来，来保证我的儿子他不会放弃。
This strategy bore fruit.
那这个策略呢，就结果子了。
And within a couple of months, he was able to lift 135 pounds, matching my efforts.
在几个月两个月时间之内，他就可以举起135磅，这个呢，与我举的重量是一样的。
And in a year, slide 25, please.
那下面一个投影，在一年之后
，his body weight further dropped to 158 pounds, and his fasting blood sugar level normalized.
在这一年之后，他又继续的减重到158磅，而且空腹的那个血糖已经正常了。
In picture B,
在第二个那个。
He's happy to visit Express Store, looking youthful once again.
这时候他可以再去那个时装店了，然后呢，也看起来非常的美好。
However, there is a cost for all this.
但是呢，同时也有它的代价。
While helping to rehabilitate my son through intense exercise, I ended up damaging my shoulders.
当我帮助我的儿子在这个过程里面的时候呢，因为这个剧烈的运动，我那个肩膀受伤了。
As a result, I had to undergo four surgeries on them.
这个结果呢，就是我需要有四次的手术来修复。
Please know that I was 60 at the time, actually working with my son who was in his 30s.
大家要记得，那个时候我是60岁，是跟我30岁的儿子一起来做这些运动。
My aim was simply to motivate him.
那我的这个目标呢，就是来鼓励他。
But wonderfully, the Lord had included my own healing in this process of exercising.
但是奇妙的是，在这个同样的过程里面，神也把他的医治带给我。
Because at the time, I was dealing with multiple health challenges.
因为在那个时候，我的身体健康状况有许多的挑战。
Severe asthma.
我有严重的哮喘。
Neck and back pain.
我有颈背的那个疼痛。
Bilateral sciatica pain, which is pain going down both the legs.
还有就是坐骨神经痛，是两侧的，达到我的两腿。
Osteoporosis, which is bones being brittle.
还有骨质疏松，就是说我的骨头是非常脆弱的。
And more.
还有其他的。
Despite these physical challenges, I placed my trust in the Lord and pushed my 60-year-old body as if I were turning my age clock back to 21.
那在这个所有身体的挑战之外的话，我把我的信心摆在神里面，而且我尝试突破我60岁这个身体的极限，因为我想要把这个时钟再调回到我年轻的时候，21岁的时候。
This was all with the aim of energizing my son and motivating him to outdo me.
而且这个目的呢，还是来让我的儿子里面有这样一个力量，可以来比我做得更好。
The Lord blessed me with renewed physical strength for the commitment I had undertaken.
所以因着我的这个决心，神呢就祝福了我，也更新了我的体能。
By God's grace, my shoulders became better than ever before.
借着神的恩典，我的肩膀甚至比以前更好了。
I'm once again ready to resume my game with my son.
然后我就可以继续与我的儿子来做这样的竞争。
We then set up a gym within our house, or rather incorporated into our home.
这时候我们就在家里来建立了健身房，或者把这个健身俱乐部搬到家里了。
Any exercise my son sees me do in the house, he would want to do.
每一次我的儿子看到我能够做的呢，他就也来做。
If I do pull-ups, he does pull-ups.
如果我做引体向上，他也做引体向上。
If I do flips on the pull-up bar, he would also do them.
如果我在单杠上翻转，他也在单杠上翻转。
I run on treadmill, he would run on treadmill.
如果我在跑步机上来跑步，他也来跑步。
I would stand on my head, he would also stand on his head.
如果我用头部来倒立的话，他也用头部来倒立。
We have a monkey see, monkey do situation in our house.
所以在我们的家里就这个情形就是有样学样。
Then our daughter-in-law joined our family.
然后我们的媳妇就进到我们的家庭。
Initially, she was quite frail physically and scared of exercise and exercise equipment, quite unlike us.
那我的这个媳妇呢，她的身体是很柔弱的。在开始的时候，她很怕这些健身，也很怕这些器材。
In terms of natural disposition, she was good-natured.
从天然来讲，她的性情是很好的。
In terms of spirituality, she had lesser understanding of scriptures compared to us.
在属灵上呢，与我们相对来讲，她对于圣经的理解各方面是稍微缺乏一点的。
And was not accustomed to reading spiritual books like us.
她并不像我们一样习惯来读属灵的书。
In terms of traditions, she had certain traditions which we did not.
那讲到传统的话，她有她的传统，却不是我们所有的。
So I encouraged her to watch our lives, including for any traditions, inconsistencies, or temper.
然后这时候我就鼓励她来观察我们的生活，看我们的生活里面有没有传统的事，有没有那些表里不一的或者那个坏脾气的事。
This was to earn her trust and inspire her to embrace a similar challenge.
这个的目的呢，是让她来信任我们，而且呢，也让她来拥抱同样的一个挑战。
I also encouraged her with a gentle challenge, saying,
我也给了她鼓励她，给了她一个温馨的挑战。
If I am less fatherly than your father, and my wife less motherly than your mother, and your husband less loving than any you have seen, we will consider ourselves failed.
如果我作为父亲不如你生身的父亲， 如果我的妻子作为母亲不如你生身的母亲，如果你的丈夫爱你少于你所见过的任何一个人，那我们就是失败的。
She observed everyone's commitment in the house and was inspired and took the monkey see, monkey do approach.
然后他就观察我们家人在这些事里面的摆上，然后呢他也进入到这个有样学样的里面。
Slide 27, yes. The results have been transformative.
这个结果是革新性的。
She's no more frail.
她现在不再柔弱了。
She now lifts heavier weights.
她现在也可以举很重的重量。
Runs on the treadmill.
她也在跑步机上来跑。
Does intense exercise on different pieces of equipment.
而且在各样的器材上可以做剧烈运动了。
Engages with spiritual books.
而且她也来读属灵的书。
Experiencing spiritual maturity.
她也经历到这个属灵里面的成熟。
And has been delivered from traditions.
而且从传统里面被释放出来。
My dear parents, it's our divine mandate to set the highest standard for ourselves before our children.
亲爱的父母们，这是一个神圣的托付，让我们在孩子面前为自己设下一个最高的属灵标准。
I play a game with my son and daughter-in-law.
我也与我的儿子还有媳妇一起来玩一个游戏。
Catch me in both.
就是来抓我吧。
Physical and spiritual things.
在这个身体的锻炼上面，或者在属灵的里面。
I share these experiences to underscore the importance of father's role in creating a monkey see, monkey do atmosphere within the house.
我把这些经历分享给大家，目的是要强调在父亲的角色里面，我们需要把有样学样这个气氛带到家里面。
This is practicing 1 Corinthians 11:1 that says, "Imitate me, just as I also imitate Christ."
其实这也是操练，在哥林多前书第十一章第一节那里面讲，你们该效法我，像我效法基督一样。
Now, please allow me to share the specific ways in which the Lord has bestowed His blessings upon me.
那让我现在再跟大家分享神怎么样在一些实际的事上来祝福了我。
My severe asthma has disappeared.
我这个严重的哮喘消失了。
No more neck and back pain.
而且我的这个颈跟肩的背的这个疼痛也没有了。
My bilateral sciatica pain has vanished.
而且我的坐骨神经痛也没有了。
The neck and back surgeries that would have been necessary are now redundant.
原来我是计划要做这个颈部跟那个后面背部的手术的，但现在不需要了。
Similarly, a once required gallbladder surgery is now unnecessary.
而且呢，以前我需要做一个胆囊的手术，现在也不需要了。
No more osteoporosis, which means my bones have gotten stronger.
而且我骨质不再疏松，证明我的骨现在非常的强壮。
And a painful and debilitating condition that had prevented me from sitting prolonged periods and consequently prevented me attending even the church for over 2 years, for which I had even been to Mayo Clinic where I found no cure, is now a thing of the past.
而且还有一个痛苦并且削弱我的一个病痛呢，它阻挡我长时间的可以端坐。那现在呢，就是当时是因此我有2年不能来参加我们的聚会，而且呢，到一个诊所它也完全没有治疗或者方案。但现在这个事也成为过去了。
Another severe health issue, for which I went to several doctors, and finally.To MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston, where I found no cure is now a thing of the past.
而且我还有一个非常严重的健康问题，看过很多医生，最后还去到 MD Anderson 这个癌症中心。现在呢，也是而且他们在那里都找不到医治，现在也成为过去了。
The Lord had my own son intuitively diagnose me at home.And find cure with a simple remedy at no cost.
那这个病症呢，其实是我的儿子在家中作为医生诊断出来的。但是呢，他后来找到了一个治疗的方法，是非常简单的一个方法，完全不需要有花费的。
The cost of my prescription medications used to be $60,000 a year, which is now $0.
曾经我一年的那个药物的费用是$60,000，但现在我一年的医疗这个医药的费用是零。
After my both knee replacements, I can now run on the treadmill and even inspire others in the house to keep up with me.
那我的两个膝盖换掉了，但是现在呢，我可以在跑步机上跑，而且来挑战，让我的家人跟我一起像我这样跑。
The Lord wonderfully guided me to deny various invasive treatment options for my conditions and instead find healing through physical and spiritual exercise.
那神很奇妙的来带领我，让我身上不需要有那些很多介入式的治疗的方式。
I believe this path was orchestrated by the Lord to suit my son as well under the circumstances.
我相信这条路程也是神他所安排的，是为着我的儿子在属灵上，在身体健康上的恢复，为他当时的环境。
1 Timothy 4:8 says, Bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things.
在提摩太前书第四章第八节那里面说，操练身体益处还少，操练敬虔凡事都有益处。
Bearing this in mind, I emphasized spiritual exercise in our routine, ensuring a balance with physical exercise.
所以带着这样的意念我呢就强调了在我们那个每日的生活里面，日常生活里面有这个属灵的操练，也确保了与身体操练的这个平衡。
Rather than viewing physical exercise as separate,I incorporated into our spiritual exercise.
所以我并不是把这个身体的操练完全当成与属灵的操练分开的一件事，我是把它们两个合在一起了。
Our time spent on the exercise equipment was simultaneously used for both physical and spiritual exercise.
所以我们在这些健身器材上来锻炼的时候，同时我们也把它来用作属灵的操练。
To accomplish this,
那为了达到这一点
28, please.
就是现在这个投影。
I installed laptop stations on the exercise equipment for easy digital reading.
我就安装了有笔记本电脑站的这些健身器材，为着可以非常方便的阅读。
This way, a substantial portion of our time spent reading the Bible or spiritual books,Praying, meditating, or memorizing takes place on the exercise equipment, allowing us to take care of both physical and spiritual aspects simultaneously.
因着这个，我们在锻炼里面极大的时间呢，是可以同时来读圣经、读属灵的书、来祷告、来默想，而且来就是来记忆、来背诵神的话，让我们呢可以同时的来完成身体的锻炼，还有属灵的操练。
My aim is to instill in everyone in the house the practice of valuing the time, not wasting the time, and maximizing the use of time in the Lord.
那我的目的呢，是在我们家里面来灌输这样一个概念，就是我们可以来学习怎么样来善用时间不要浪费时间，而且极大的来使用我们所有的时间。
This is practicing Ephesians 5:16 that says redeeming the time because the days are evil.
这个是操练什么呢？是在以弗所书第五章第十六节，要爱惜光阴，因为现在的世代邪恶。
I have several other healing stories, but I will share just one more interesting one.
我还有很多得医治的故事，但现在我只是跟大家再讲一个很有意思的。
I had two failed nasal surgeries in the past.
我曾经在鼻部有两个失败的手术。
I was then recommended a major reconstructive surgery for which I did not have peace.
然后这时候就给我的建议是做整个鼻部的整形的手术。那我对这件事是没有平安的。
Amazingly, even that improved.
那非常奇妙的事情，连这件事我也有这个改进。
When I later went to the doctor, I said to him, Doctor, I have been exercising intensely. My nose feels better now.
我然后看医生就跟他讲，说我现在非常剧烈的运动，那因着这些锻炼呢，我的鼻子现在感觉好多了。
He responded, it couldn't be better.
然后他的回答是什么？那感情好啊。
What he meant was, it doesn't make sense that nose gets better with exercise.
他的意思是什么呢？他完全不相信这个身体锻炼跟鼻子有什么关系。
Then he examined my nose and said, you're right about it.
然后他就做我的鼻部检查，最后说，哎，你是对的。
I've never seen like this in my life.
他就说我一辈子没见过这样的事。
Then I said to him,
然后我就告诉他，
Doctor, you are right in saying that I couldn't be better.
医生啊，你这么讲，那感情好是对的。
But this was a divine intervention.
但这个是一个神圣的介入。
I'm a believer in Christ.
我是一个基督的信徒。
There was a spiritual recovery in my life, and that resulted in divine healing.
在我的生命里面有一个属灵的恢复，那因此呢，也带来一个神圣的医治。
The doctor said.
然后这个医生就说
，I'll take it. I'm for it.
我接受这件事，而且呢，我支持这件事。
I may appear to be 70 years old, which I am.
大家看我现在像一个70岁的人，没错，我是70岁。
But the Lord has renewed my youth like that of an eagle, and I now feel like I'm 21.
但是神让我这个身体的更新就像这个鹰返老还童一样，我感觉我现在还是21岁。
Do not judge by my hair.
大家就不要看我的头发了。
My six-pack abs are under my shirt.
在我的这个衣服下面有六块腹肌。
Please be aware that I am not suggesting an exemption from future health problems or the promise of perpetual physical youth in this earthly life.
我要大家注意的是，我现在讲的不是建议说今后我不会再有身体健康的问题，或者我会一直是有这个青春常驻、返老还童。
Our physical healing and strength are preeminently to serve the cause of Christ and thereby bring Him glory.
那我们身体的医治和力量呢？它是为了基督的旨意，而服务，并且呢，要把这个荣耀带回来给他的。
Also, please understand that this is.Not a healing by touch.
而且请大家要明白，这不是那种好像奇迹般的按手的医治。
This healing is obtained by allowing Christ to deal with my failures and thereafter allowing Him to permeate my whole being.
这个医治的得到是因着爱我的基督，因着我也爱他。然后呢，他可以我可以允许他在我身上，整个人身上来做工。
The increase of Christ in me is a true healing.
他必兴旺，他在我里面兴旺，我衰微，这是真正的医治。
Interestingly, there are few issues in my life that I have not asked the Lord to heal.
而且很有意思的就是，在我身上还有一些那个。生命上的一些问题，我并没有请求神来医治。
I'll quickly share two of them.
那我可以跟大家讲两件事。
One is a sleeping disorder that causes me to fall asleep easily.
有一个呢，就是我睡眠的失调，这个失调让我很容易就进入沉睡。
I can almost doze off anywhere, anytime, and in any position.
我可以在任何的时间、任何的地点、任何的姿势的时候可以沉睡。
Once on Sunday in church, Brother Dana Congdon, who was sitting next to me, elbowed me and woke me up and handed me the Lord's table because he knew that I was dozing off.
有一次在一个主日的聚会里面 Dana 康登弟兄呢，他就用这个手肘来碰了我一下，把饼杯递给我，因为他知道我那时候睡着了。
Yet my wife said it's a good one, keep it.
但是我的妻子却说这是一个好的问题，来保留它吧。
For two reasons.
有两个原因。
One is she considered the other way, which is not being able to sleep, to be worse.
第一个原因就是他觉得相对来讲如果失眠那不是更惨吗？
The other is she witnessed the Lord mysteriously overruling my disorder whenever needed.
另外一个就是他发现非常奇妙的，神总是在该需要的时候来推翻我的这个沉睡。
So I didn't ask the Lord to heal it.
所以我们并没有求神来医治我的这个睡眠失调。
The second issue is that I lost two of my teeth.
那第二个就是我失去了两颗牙齿。
I didn't ask the Lord to heal me.
我没有求神来医治我。
Because,
因为
He provided me with $8,000, $4,000 for each tooth for dental implants, and asked me to go to the dentist and find healing there.
因为神为我预备了$8,000。那这$8,000呢？我两个牙齿呢，就是各$4,000做了植牙。这个是医生，神借着医生来医治我了。
Now I would like to take a moment to reflect on the Lord's comprehensive way of recovery. How He has not left out even my son's academic journey alongside His physical and spiritual journey.
那现在我想再花一点时间来回顾一下神全面来恢复我儿子的这个过程里面，他并没有略过他的学业，在他已经恢复了他的身体还有他的属灵的这个旅程
之后。 The Lord enabled him to complete his medicine with externship in psychiatry.
那神就允许我儿子可以完成他的医学的实习，是在精神病科。
This indeed, in a blessed manner, resulted in a deep understanding of both psychiatry and spiritual psychology.
这是一个非常蒙祝福的事情，因为我的儿子现在他可以有更深的认识，是在那个心理上，还有在那个属灵的里面。
This knowledge has proven to be invaluable, particularly in enriching our interpretation of scriptures.
这些知识呢，其实价值是无可估量的，因为他特别的是在对圣经的解释上面来帮助了他。
Following his medical education, the Lord orchestrated his path to also earn a law degree.
那在他完成那个医学的学习之后呢，神又安排了他来完成了一个律师的那个学位。
This law knowledge added yet another dimension to our scriptural interpretation.
而这个律师这个法律上的这个加上去的知识呢，又让我们家里面多了更多的对这个圣经的认识。
Our daily family prayers are now enriched with contributions from the perspective of a doctor and a lawyer.
所以当我们现在每天家庭来祷告的时候，我们多了这两个方面的那个贡献，一个呢就是作为医生的角度，一个是作为这个法律的角度。
A physical therapist and an IT.
还有呢，包括有一个物理康复师，也包括一个在这个信息工程方面的一个。
A teacher and followers.
还有一个教师，还有一个跟随的人。
A husband and a wife.
一个丈夫和一个妻子。
A father and a mother.
一个父亲和一个母亲。
A mother-in-law, father-in-law, and grandparents.
一个公公，一个婆婆，还有甚至包括祖父母。
And a son.
还有一个儿子。
And much more, even though we are only four.
还有很多其他，虽然我们只有四个人。
This demonstrates how God, in His wisdom, envisioned the church, even with just two or three gathered in His name.
这个呢，说明了神在他的智慧里面早就预定了，教会可以是两三个人奉他的名聚集。
And please understand that my son's academic accomplishment is not just a testament to his obedience to parents or the childhood training we provided.
请大家现在要明白，我儿子在学业上的这些这些成就呢，并不是因着他来顺服他的父母，也并不是因为他小时候接受了这么多的训练。
More significantly, it stands as a profound testament to God's enduring grace and His steadfast guidance in His life, despite His failures.
更有意义的是，他是神长久的恩典在他的生命里面，还有这个坚定的指引在他身上形成的这样的见证。
He is now 46.
现在他已经是46岁。
Has his own establishment.
而且有自己的私人的机构。
And lives in the land of freedom.
住在这个自由的国度里面。
Yet, he wants to live with us, the parents.
但是呢，他却愿意与父母同住，为什么呢？
Why?
为什么呢？
I heard a statistic on TV news that the rate of adult children opting to stay home with children increased by 87% in the US in 2023.
在电视上我听到这样一个统计，就是在2023年呢，在美国那些成年儿女与父母住在一起的那个比例比以前增加了 87%。
It also said that it was not because they wanted to.
而且他后面加上一些说明，不是因为这些儿女他们想要这样。
They didn't want to.
他们其实不想。
It was because they could not afford to be on their own due to the rising cost of living.
问题就是他们这个付不起这个单独居住的费用。
However, in our case, the reasons were different from general trend.
但是在我们家的里面，这个情形呢是跟这个大趋势截然不同的。
As a matter of fact, it was not by reasons, but by God's guidance and providence.
事实上呢，这不是凭着道理，这个是靠着神的指引和供应。
My son and daughter-in-law desire and love to live with us forever.
我的儿子跟我的媳妇他们想要而且欢喜与我们永远的住在一起。
They fully recognize the immense spiritual benefit for themselves and any future children they may have.
因为他们意识到了对他们还有将来或许会有的孩子来说，在属灵上这有极大的益处。
However, it is important for each family to choose their way of living by seeking the Lord's guidance and providence.
但不管如何，在每个家里面最重要的就是你们跟着神的指引和供应来做个人各家的决定。
My son had said this to me.
我的儿子这样对我说。
Many regret by saying, I wish I had spent more time with my dad and learned more when he was alive.
很多人这么说，哎呀，我真的后悔，希望我的父亲在世的时候跟他花更多的时间来更多的学习。
I do not want to do that and have regrets.
我不想有那样的后悔。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is not simply obeying parents.
弟兄姐妹们，这并不是简单的来顺服父母而已。
This is honoring parents.
这个是孝敬父母。
Obeying is outward, but honoring is inward from the inward man.
顺服只是外面的，但是孝敬是从里面的人而生出来的那个里面的事。
This is not merely obedience, but submission.
这不仅仅是顺服，而是降服。
Obedience is outward.
这个顺服是外面的。
Submission is inward from the inward man.
但是降服却是里面的人出来的里面的情形。
This is not a parent control.
这个并不是一个父母的管制。
This is God ordained stewardship.
这是神所预定的那个做管家。
This is not even disciplining.
这也不是管教，不是简单的管教。
This is discipling that leads to discipline.
是借着门徒一样的训练来带进纪律。
This is not an ordinary raising.
这个并不是一个寻常的事。
This is a Christian
寻常的教养。
This is a Christian raising with the divine parent-child relationship.
这个是基督徒在父女儿女这个与儿女神圣的关系里面来教养来养育。
In conclusion, I would like to draw 10 lessons or guidelines for us, the parents.
总结的时候，在总结的时候，我现在要提出有十项指南或者我们的学习。
Out of the story of God's gracious and merciful recovery.
从神这个恩慈怜悯的恢复的故事的里面。
One.
第一
secure your job or establish your profession before buying or building a house.
第一点，在购买或建造房屋之前，确保你的工作或先建立你的职业。
This is in accordance to Proverbs 24:27. Prepare thy work without, and make it fit for thyself in the field, and afterwards build thine house.
这个是根据箴言的24:27，你要在外头预备工料，在田间办理整齐，然后建造房屋。
When advice comes from well-wishers, ensure that it aligns with the speaking of the Holy Spirit.
当有人善意地提出建议的时候，要确保它是与圣灵的话语是一致的。
Three.
第三
Parents have lifelong role and must be first in order in recovering their children, regardless of the extent of their straying, their age, or their professional or marital status.
父母的角色是终身的，必须在儿女恢复的事上来为首，无论儿女迷失的程度、他的年龄、职业或者婚姻的状况如何。
Four, the hardness in raising children may often correlate to parents' deviation from God's guidelines.
养育儿女的困难呢，往往是与父母偏离神的指引有关。
However, this is not to imply that children won't make their own mistakes.
这并不意味着说儿女不会犯错。
They do.
他们会犯错。
This is only to say that parents at times may feel that they have done their best in raising their children and may tend to blame the children, their peers, or their environment for any of their shortcomings.
这个是说父母经常觉得他们已经做了最好的努力在养育儿女的这件事上，然后他们就倾向于呢，把指责孩子们他们的或者他们的决定或者他们的环境或者他们的同伴或者他们身上的缺点。
While these factors do contribute, it is crucial for parents to reflect on two key aspects.
那这些因素都会起作用，但是呢，我们却要在两个关键的事上要有思想。
First, have we truly represented God and fulfilled all our stewardship responsibilities?
首先，父母我们要确保一件事，就是我们有没有代表神并且履行管教的职责。
Second, have we maintained not just an ordinary but a persistent divine parent-child relationship?
第二，我们有没有保持一个不寻常的，不是寻常的，而是神圣的亲子的关系。
Five, parents should seek their own spiritual recovery to include the total well-being of themselves and their children.
那第五点呢，就是父母应该来寻求自己属灵的恢复，那包括这是为着他们自己还有儿女的整体的福祉。
Six, parents must be one in mind in everything.
第六就是父母必须在凡事上都是一致的。
Seven, the ideal prayer for healing is, Lord, first teach me, recover me, fill me, and then heal me.
第七呢，得医治的理想的祷告是这样，主啊，先教导我，恢复我，充满我，然后医治我。
Or if I've already received the healing, the prayer should be, Lord, thank you, and fill me now.
或者如果我们已经得着医治，那祷告应该就是，主啊，感谢你，现在求你充满我。
Eight.Train up a child from early on before the sin takes mastery while the child's will is yet in your hands.
第八点就是从小就要教养儿女，在罪恶掌权之前，当儿女的意志还在你手中的时候。
In other words, while the child's will is malleable and receptive.
换一句话说，当儿女的意志还是可塑的，并且能够接受的时候。
9. Be a friend, a teacher, or whatsoever to your children, but most importantly, instill in them to honor parents.
第九，要做儿女的朋友、教师或其他任何的角色，但是最重要的，要灌输他们需要孝敬父母。
10. The divine parent-child relationship serves as a binding material in building a family.Just as relationships within the church unify its members.
第十就是神圣的这个亲子关系是建立家庭的粘合材料。同样的，在教会里面也是这样。
Every family should be seen as a representation of the church.
每一个家庭应该是来代表教会的。
Building begins in the family.And only then in the local assembly.
建造是先在家中开始，然后才在各地的聚会。
May the Lord begin his building, starting with families.
愿意神从家庭开始来做他建造的工作。
Amen.
Amen.